USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it and touched by it and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts, and we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.